What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey and Austin Bechtold in for the guys on a Friday. 2 hours in past the midpoint. Thanks so much for finding us and making us a part of your daily, weekly listening schedule. Next week is an event that, I'll be honest, as a former baseball writer, I never found that intriguing. I am guilty of going to the Home Run Derby and not staying for the entire thing. Maybe I'm a bad sports fan. I don't know. But covering the Pirates, it was not really relevant to me, and there was often a lot of other things going on around that time. I will not be going to Atlanta for the All-Star game, but darn it, Monday night I'm going to be glued to my television because of one O'Neal Cruz. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. You can disagree with his placement in it. He's not an All-Star. He's just a Home Run Derby participant. I don't care. And here's why. I've spent so many times around batting cages watching O'Neal Cruz. I went to Akron when he was in Double A. I went to Altoona when he was in Double A. I saw him in Indianapolis. Saw him in Bradenton. Saw him countless times with the Pirates. I don't care when it has been. It is always appointment viewing to see O'Neal Cruz take batting practice. And I don't understand why that's not encouraged more in Major League Ballpark, specifically PNC Park. Hey, come on in early. See O'Neal Cruz take batting practice. It is a sight to behold. And it's not an assessment of O'Neal Cruz, the baseball player. It's an assessment of O'Neal Cruz, the batting practice taker. And the fact that the entire baseball world is going to get a chance to see that on Monday night, I'm not going to get mad. It's pretty cool. It's going to be fun. I guarantee you, you will be in front of your TV watching that, and you're going to be highly entertained. I've already gotten jokes, some personally, some professionally. A friend of mine texted that O'Neal Cruz is going to be the first player ever to strike out in the Home Run Derby.
It's possible.
He's not going to strike out in the Home Run Derby.
No, he's not.
He might hit the ball 500 feet.
For the jokes. He'll probably hit one. I could see 480 him topping out at, legitimately.
I'm not making a joke when I say this. They probably shouldn't have kids in the outfield.
No.
That makes me nervous as a dad every time anyway.
Yeah. Because
all you need is one not paying attention for something to go wrong.
He's going to hit a liner 118 miles an hour off a kid.
Dude. I mean, they're professionals that have trouble with that. O'Neal Cruz is going to be appointment viewing. I also think it's worth discussing a little bit why we feel the way we feel about O'Neal Cruz. Because I don't understand it. I don't understand the vitriol, and I want you to understand me. I'm not saying that I don't understand why somebody can get mad about O'Neal Cruz. That's not what I'm saying. It might sound like what I'm saying. We are extremely hard on O'Neal Cruz, extremely hard on him, and I don't know why. I have some theories, and one of them is because we see his enormous potential, and he hasn't lived up to it, and for whatever reason, as fans, that offends us. I don't know. I think another one could be the lack of hustle, the lack of having his head in the game, the most controllable things he does not do a good job at. And I've gone on this rant before about players who grow up in the DR or other Latin American countries. They're often very toolsy players. They do things like, you know, run fast, throw hard, hit the ball really far. They're really strong. The understanding of baseball, they haven't had the same access to coaching that we have in the United States. And it's also true that O'Neill Cruz is an unfinished product. That's just fact. He does a lot of things that are really good. He also does things that are bad. And I don't know why we can't have a more honest assessment of where he's at as a player. I want to praise and celebrate all of the things that O'Neill Cruz does well. He is a joy a lot of times to watch play baseball because he's such a freak. He also drives me crazy sometimes. And there are certain things in the driving craziness that I can live with. And there are certain things that I can't. And I don't understand why it's uncool or impossible to point those out. Like O'Neill Cruz, and this happened the other night. I think the Pirates were in Kansas City. He goes back for a ball at the wall and becomes sort of befuddled by the wall and the warning track and loses where he's at in space. The ball drops. Cruz looks silly trying to field it, whatever. I can live with that 100 times out of 100. I have no problem with that. You know why? Because the guy hasn't spent a lot of his career going back trying to negotiate a wall at full speed. He doesn't understand that. He's not a career outfielder. He's learning. Sometimes he might throw to the wrong base. Sometimes, and this is a little bit more controllable, but not long ago he fielded a ball flat-footed when he should have been having his momentum go toward home plate. Yeah, you'd like to see it. Sometimes it doesn't work out. He also threw a ball 105 miles an hour. I've heard things, and maybe these are just a couple callers to this station. I also get it in chats and emails and stuff. People who are fed up with O'Neill Cruz and they want the Pirates to trade him. No. No. A billion times over, no. He is not the kind of guy you cut bait on. He's the type of guy that you try to back and also have an honest assessment of. And I'm not absolving Cruz by any stretch. He's a player, first and foremost, he's responsible for his performance on the field. He's certainly responsible for his effort and how plugged in he is to things, and that doesn't always happen. And again, I'm more than willing, I'm thrilled to celebrate the good, and I'm going to criticize the bad. You need to know how many outs there are in an inning. Ball hit in front of you or on second base, there's one out, you don't run to third. At least not until the throw's made across the infield, depending on how much they check you. Don't make the first or last out of an inning at third base. Two strikes have some semblance of an approach. Guy in front of you makes an out on a first pitch, take one. Simple baseball things. They don't always register with O'Neill. At the same time, I'm going to look at what his capabilities are and some of the numbers that he's produced. I'm going to give him some grace. I am. I'm also going to take a step back and think about where he's at in his career. And that's something I did earlier this week. I was looking for a good comparable. And I stumbled on, well, I don't know if it's a good comparable. And I'm not saying they're the same players because they're not. But I tweeted something to this effect. And anybody who follows me on Twitter, this is maybe old news. But I thought it was interesting to compare O'Neill Cruz and Neil Walker. And for no other reason than they just had some similar numbers. Like if you look at Neil Walker's OPS around the same time that Cruz has been in the big leagues, he's at 761. O'Neill Cruz right now, career 754. Neil had played 286 games. I think that was his first four seasons. O'Neill has played 326 games. So we have to adjust a little bit, which we will. OPS plus, for any of the uninitiated, you want that to be at least 100. That's considered league average. Neil Walker at 110, O'Neill Cruz at 109. So in some metrics, they're fairly similar. If you look at WAR, I was using Baseball Reference for my computation. O'Neill was at 6.0. Neil Walker was at 4.1 through fewer games. If you adjust for games, Neil gets to about 4.7. So what you're basically telling me is that O'Neill Cruz has been worth more than one win above replacement compared to Neil Walker. Similar OPS, OPS plus numbers. And then I'm going to look at homers and steals. Neil Walker, 24 home runs. O'Neill Cruz, 56. Neil Walker, 12 steals. O'Neill Cruz, 63. I like Neil Walker a lot. I think he's a fantastic broadcaster, fantastic person, a great baseball resource in the city, a friend. I mean, he couldn't out-hit me in high school, but other than that, I think he's a really good person. It's in no way a shot at Neil Walker. But that's where O'Neill is and then some. Why are we getting mad? Why are we getting mad about O'Neill Cruz? Nobody was screaming to trade Neil Walker at that time. Nobody was getting mad at Neil Walker. And you're going to say, yeah, Neil had a better baseball IQ. Maybe he did. I don't know. He certainly didn't make the type of mistakes that O'Neill did. Neil also didn't do some of the freakish things that O'Neill does. Why don't we hear about those?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, Jason, let's get into it. It's the Bechtold Breakdown for this Friday, July 11th, 2025. And the Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Before we get into the heart of what we're going to talk about on the breakdown, you mentioned something that I thought was pretty fascinating off-air that we were talking about, that the Penguins drafted Mario Lemieux in 1984, first overall. 21 years later, they drafted Sidney Crosby first overall in 2005. 21 years later, could they draft Gavin McKenna first overall?
Limits. It is poetic, my friend.
Storybook, it might be.
Oh, be still my heart. I'm changing my opinion, man. I am. I feel differently about this. I've been I've been banging the drum of thinking that the Penguins could have enough to get to the playoffs if they wanted to.
Yeah.
This year. And I still feel that way, to be clear. But it doesn't seem like they have any interest whatsoever. And if you're going to listen on Brian Rust and Rickard Rakell, if you're going to trade Erik Karlsson, which I think they very well might do after this Matt Dumba trade, and they might have, you know, wanted to do it before. I think they did. But if you're going to gut the team and embrace the tank, embrace the darn tank, and let's just do it. Get Gavin McKenna here. Get him with Sid. That's the way you pass the baton. No, he didn't pass the baton to Claude Giroux. Sid still has the baton. He can pass to Gavin McKenna. I love it, dude. I love it.
It's the Gavin McKenna train.
There was no doubt about it.
The Trubisky train is gone.
I love it.
And the Gavin McKenna train has entered the station. Jason, I think it just makes too much sense. I've been on this that, look, they missed the playoffs 3 years in a row. The guys are older. This is the Evgeny Malkin farewell tour. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. And by the moves that they're making, Kyle Dubas is admitting it to us all, where they're taking on Matt Dumba and getting a second-round pick back in 28. Sure, fine, whatever. They are detracting from the roster, adding on contracts to take on draft picks, and they're probably going to trade Rakell. Tyler Kennedy thinks that Brian Rust is a future captain of this team whenever Sidney Crosby retires. I would be okay if they don't trade Rust, but I felt that Rakell should have been out the door at the deadline. Find a way to get rid of Tristan Jarry. Even if you have to package one of the picks that you've gotten back, like that Dumba pick that they got in 2028 second-round pick, you want to trade that just to get rid of Tristan Jarry? Fine by me.
No limits. I don't. Tristan Jarry is now an integral part of the operation.
Of the tank.
Of the tank.
Well, that's true. But
he
I just
might
don't
be the
watch.
LVP of the tank at this point.
I just don't want to watch Tristan Jarry play. I just don't.
Don't. Just pretend there's a garbage can in goal. I don't know.
Wow. But, I mean, Tristan Jarry did have a numerous amount of shutouts last year, too. As much as we rail on Tristan Jarry, he does still have moments where he looks pretty good.
Embrace the tank, man. Just give me Gavin McKenna.
That's what I was trying to convince you of. You joined my side to embrace the tank
for Gavin
McKenna.
When were you trying to convince me of this?
Monday? Or maybe it was a show prior to that?
I think you're just plucking things out of thin air.
Oh, I don't know. Because we had the discussion, like, would you trade these guys? And I would be okay with it because I don't think that you can go 4 years and not add any talent. In free agency, they were clearly not signing anybody of note. So, yeah, I think they're just all on board the tank commanding right now.
Okay. In defense of the people who have not been aboard the train for as long as maybe you or others have been, in terms of like sinking to the bottom in the tank, the calculus seems to change quite a bit with the Penguins. Like,
yeah.
Not a year ago, Kyle Dubas was talking about this being like a quick reset. He's referencing the Kings and other teams about getting back into the postseason. I don't hear that anymore. Like, I do think they're extending the timeline here, which if you're going to extend the timeline, let's just do it all the way. Let's just trade Rakell, trade Rust, leave no stone unturned, bring me your Kevin Hayes, bring me your Matt Dumba, I'll take the picks, and then in 2026... get the best odds possible for Gavin McKenna. It's how the Penguins win. It's a proven formula. And boy, would that be some great theater.
It makes a lot of sense if you're able to win the lottery. Now, was the lottery rigged for the New York Islanders? What was the NBA draft lottery rigged for the Dallas Mavericks? Is the draft lottery in sports rigged?
I don't know, but the NHL couldn't rig a lottery if it tried.
No, the NHL didn't know what it was doing when it did its draft lottery. At least I was very confused. I think Charlie Borges and very hardcore NHL fans like Jeff in South Park were the only ones that knew what was going on during the NHL draft
lottery.
Yeah,
I was lost. I mean, they're so bad at that stuff. Seriously, they could try to rig the draft, and there's like a 50-50 chance the NHL would screw it up.
How would they go about doing that?
I don't know, just pick the wrong ball or put it somewhere incorrectly on the list or something like that. I don't know, put too many ping pong balls in for the wrong team.
So Pat,
any number.
Pat Rooney, he is the grandson of Art Rooney. So he made a guest appearance on the Palm Beach Kennel Club Picks podcast. Have you ever listened to that before, Jason?
Yes, I get it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify all the time.
Numerous
Thank you very
times.
Much.
It's very frequent on my listening habits. He says that the Steelers' plan is, very bad that currently his family is running.
There's been this narrative around the Steelers, like, we're going to go all in this year. Like that, you know, that's why you're getting Aaron Rodgers. You're making some of these other moves that they're making. We're going all in this year, quote unquote. I'm like, what does that mean? Do you think even if you had Aaron Rodgers from 10 years ago, I'll give that a little bit, that you're going to be able to compete with Joe Burrow and you're going to be able to compete with Lamar Jackson? The whole key to the NFL is winning your division. That at least gives you a modicum of chance to get to the Super Bowl because you're playing one less game and you're playing at home at least one game. That's how you get to the Super Bowl. That's how New England did it for all those years because the rest of that division was terrible. They won divisions for 15 straight years, and that's how they got to the Super Bowl. So the thinking is, all right, we're going to go in all in for this year. What in God's name does it make you think that you're going to be able to compete with Baltimore and Cincinnati? Cincinnati's defense is terrible, I'll give you that. But their offense is light years ahead of us. And Baltimore is just a better team. And I think they finally realized it by kicking the crap out of us in the playoff game last year. They are going to steamroll us this year unless something happens injury-wise with somebody. If you're gambling on Lamar and Joe Burrow getting injured, all right, then you can go all in this year. But that doesn't make any sense to me.
Wow. Now,
some comments there.
Patrick Rooney does not have a direct affiliation to the organization. He does not work for the organization. But that is still somebody that has a Rooney as their last name. And so he lives in Florida. And he's somebody that, again, he's not an employee of the Steeler organization. But still, like, how would you feel, Jason, if, like, your uncle went on the Fan and said, you know what? I think that story that Jason wrote was awful. Like, what the hell was he thinking? His use of punctuation is awful. He needs to interview people better. He has to ask better questions. Or that limits. My grandfather said limits. He is an awful person on the radio. You know, my grandson has to be better. He needs to be able to speak more poetically and sing more songs with Joe Starkey or something like that. I think that would at least... That would hurt. That would sting. And I would imagine that there's some credence to what's being said there. Like, I'm sure he speaks to his relatives, I would hope.
Well, unless I'm missing something, too, I think that it's down.
Yeah.
I think that appearance by Patrick Rooney is no longer on the PBKC Picks podcast. I'm looking at it now.
No.
I meant to look at...
Was it taken down?
Yes.
Well, don't worry. I see it on Twitter here that it's up. But.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't imagine it's truly, nothing ever disappears on the internet, but.
It was said.
Now, okay, that's one way of looking at it, that some relative shouldn't criticize something that's happening in-house. And I can't imagine that Art Rooney II is thrilled with Patrick Rooney Jr.'s comments.
Not at all.
At the same time, who cares? Who cares? Like, if I had a family member come on this station and start criticizing me, but that family member didn't have anything to do with my career, why do I care? You don't know what I put into this. You don't know what it took for me to write this story or what was going through my head or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't alter what I do or how I do it based on comments of people I've never met or don't know what my path is. I don't mean that to sound arrogant. Right. I say this to people all the time. Like, I listen to my editors, I listen to my wife, I listen to my parents and loved ones. Like, they know what I go through. I don't, if I would, you know, and this is the same thing for the Roonies. This isn't about me, but like, if you would go through soliciting opinion from people who don't know the inside workings of your organization, boy, you're in a sorry spot. So Patrick Rooney could say whatever he wants. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, Patrick Rooney talking about this is probably like you and I discussing it. So just because he's not really affiliated with the organization, he's giving his own opinion. It is interesting, though, that he's ripping family in the media, public eye.
It is.
Like, that is, you know,
if I'm hard, I'm definitely saying, like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
And that after...
Shut up.
That even comes after Jim Rooney on his book tour was speaking about the Steelers and not the most glowing endorsements either. So
it's been an off season for the Steelers.
I don't know what's going on there with the Roonies. But Paul Skeens was asked about O'Neal Cruz being in the Home Run Derby. This is what he said.
My pick is O'Neal. to win it. The BP that he takes every day, it's the most impressive batting practice I've ever seen in my life. Just some of the balls he hits, he mishits balls and they go into the fifth row and, you know, the second deck at some of these stadiums. I think he hit a ball over the chop house when we were in Atlanta last year, so he's going to be doing that a lot. I think I'm as excited about that as I am for the actual All-Star games. It's going to be pretty dang cool.
That was on SiriusXM Radio, but I agree with you, Jason. Like, I wish that the Pirates opened up the ballpark to see batting practice for the home team. Like, if you get there right when the gates open, you could see it for the visitors.
Yep.
I do want to see, well, I guess I can go, but just an O'Neill Cruz experience of watching him take batting practice on like a consistent basis and just how far the ball flies out. Because we see videos of beat writers, O'Neill Cruz just hit a ball here. Like, I remember, I think it was like Alex Stump earlier this year, and there was a truck at whatever ballpark it was. Yeah, O'Neill Cruz just hit over this truck in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, American Family Field, formerly Miller Park.
Yeah, I call it the Miller Family American Field Park.
Yeah.
To try to combine a little We Are the Millers.
I just call it Milwaukee.
Yes. Good.
I can't keep track of.
And now I'm second guessing whether it was Milwaukee or not, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think it was.
I mean, he hits balls, and I was that beat writer. Like, you're trying to capture what he's doing, and you're like, oh, man, I got to delete this video. It's not good enough because it doesn't do that hit justice.
Yeah.
Like, it is ridiculous. And here's another take on this, Limits, that I have, and it's sort of a concern more than a take. What if O'Neill, like, just crushes it in BP and, like, the Pirates are like the talk of the town after the home run derby. And then here comes Skeens, starts the All-Star game.
Yep.
And mows people down. And then they look at the Pirates on pace for like 100 losses. Like, what the heck is going on? Like, you've got these two guys who are absolute athletic freaks. And you guys, we don't know what you're doing. You fired your manager, but not your GM. Your offense stinks. It doesn't look like you're trying. Like,
yeah.
What's going on in Pittsburgh? That's what I worry about.
What will probably happen is we'll get more Jeff Paston on McAfee talking about how the organization still is not putting a winning team around Skeens, and there'll be more heightened talk about Skeens as we get closer to the deadline, and then it might turn into, oh, well, will anybody trade for O'Neill Cruz? Look at the power that this guy has. So you're going to get a lot of good, you're going to get a lot of bad, depending on if all that success happens.
Yep.
Next up, on this date in 2006, from Jimmy Trdinich putting it out there. The Pirates and Pittsburgh hosted the All-Star game at PNC Park. How about that? So That was the last one that was here, 2006.
Wow.
When do you think the All-Star game will come back? Because I was 5 years old at the time. I was not there. I was not conscious enough to understand the All-Star game. I want to go to an All-Star game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
In Pittsburgh.
I'm actually surprised we haven't gotten back to it.
Really?
Yeah. Because of the quality of ballpark, because of the facilities and what Pittsburgh could offer in that setting, I think it would be really good. And because of Pittsburgh's lack of position on a greater stage, right? Like, Pittsburgh's not, you know, the talk of the baseball world very often. So you try to get an event like this. And just the sheer number of years. Like, I'm just surprised. It would be a really cool event. Not sure why limits.
Right, like, they're not going to Sacramento for an All-Star game. Right. The minor league stadium for the
A's. It's been long enough. Like, they should be back.
They're not
I don't have a good reason why they're not.
No, they're not going to Tampa. I'm sure at some point they're going to go to the new ballpark that's in Vegas.
Sure. But, well, I mean, that has to get built first.
Right.
There's going to be a few All-Star games between now and then.
So, the future locations that are taking place, this year it's in Atlanta after it was supposed to be there a couple years ago but got moved. It'll be in Philadelphia. This is, I think, pretty cool. For the 250th birthday of America, it'll be in Philly.
That's fair.
Like, I'm fine with that. But again, like, when is Pittsburgh going to host again? Could we see 2027? Can we see Paul Skeen start the All-Star game in 2027
and then get traded,
at the deadline?
A couple of weeks.
Is that a realistic possibility?
I mean, yes, the way you're laying that out. Does Paul Skeen to get traded at the 27 deadline?
Might be before that. Well, I think he'll pitch here in part of 27.
Yeah, I don't think we're as close to trading. Maybe they should. Like, if you look at Skeens and what his value is, like having a fixed salary and what another team might value that, and maybe they give you more for it.
Yeah.
I understand the logic there. I'm just going to explain from where the owner sits, which, again, this is incongruent with keeping the general manager. I certainly understand that. But I think there is an urgency, I'll put that in air quotes, from Nutting to try to do something. Like, I think he wants Skeens to stay here, and he wants to have a winning team around Skeens. Have they done enough to do that? No. Have they done the right things around that? No. Have they spent enough money? No. I'm not defending any of that.
Well,
I'm just saying I think that's going to keep Skeens here longer than, like, you know, midway through next season.
He better be willing to pay $500 million to make it last if they want to keep him for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's a non-starter.
Pittsburgh's hosted the All-Star game 5 times. After Pittsburgh, it's been San Francisco, Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, Busch Stadium, then the Angels, the Diamondbacks, Kansas City, the Mets, Minnesota, Cincinnati, San Diego, the Marlins, Nationals, Cleveland. They've hosted it twice at Progressive Field. Then the Rockies, the Dodgers, Seattle, the Texas Rangers, and now Atlanta. That's 18 different teams that have hosted the game since the Pirates. So if they're just going to go every single team and just run through everybody to host the game because Philadelphia is next, I'd imagine that we're not going to get the All-Star game back here again until like 2036.
By the way, the picture you referenced by Jimmy T is tremendous. It's so good.
Yeah.
Did you look at it up close?
I'm looking at it right now.
Jimmy T's got a flip phone on his right hip.
Yeah, that is fascinating.
He's got like the Verizon Samsung flip phone. There's a walkie-talkie.
Freddie Sanchez, Jason Bay is
so
in it.
So good.
about Chuck Tanner in the picture?
I know. I know. Oh, it's glorious. Dan Hart looks basically the same as he does right now. He may or may not still have that outfit in his rotation. The notorious, ritualistic, and habitual Dan Hart.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that a lot. So Mahomes, he isn't a fan of playing 18 games in the NFL and says if and when it happens, he'd like to see a second bye. I think what will probably end up happening is 18th game, second bye, move the season back. Super Bowl that used to be played in like the middle of January, the beginning of January, will now be the weekend of the holiday weekend in February. That'll end up being what? Martin Luther King Day?
Yeah.
The day after the Super Bowl?
They could play that'll be the day after the Super Bowl under that. Yeah.
That would be fascinating.
Man, I don't have any problem with that. I get where Mahomes is coming from on that one. I get the NFL's position. You want to play 18 games. There's a lot of money to be made. If you're a player, that's a lot. That's a lot, man. And what's wrong with that? You're going to stretch the season a little bit further, have a little bit more intrigue and chatter around your league, give players an extra bye, but you're going to make another week's worth of money?
Yeah.
I'll make that trade-off. Absolutely.
I would, and I would definitely, if I was the players, want that extra bye. They added the 17th game and really didn't get anything for it.
Yep.
If they are going to do 18 games.
One fewer preseason.
Right. And, I mean, a lot of those guys don't play in the preseason anyway.
Right.
We've gotten to the point where, like, the Rams with Sean McVay, they don't play anybody in the preseason. With three preseason games now, Aaron Rodgers probably won't play until the third preseason game, and he'll probably play, like, three series and then be done.
Yep.
And then they'll just go into the season somewhat cold, but
well, and you're telling a lot of these players, too, limits that, like, you got to go to Ireland. You got to go play in Spain. You got to play in Brazil or, you know, whatever it is in London. You know, and I understand why. Again, the NFL's doing this stuff. Like, there's money to be made. They're going to do it. But you do need to give the players, you know, give their bodies, give their it's funny that we're talking about two byes in a season, though, coming off the stretch of three football games in 11 days.
Yeah.
Like, can't we just normalize this a little bit here?
So, like, it would be President's Day. Of course, I don't have a concept of the calendar. President's Day, like, hypothetically, the Super Bowl, if it was to be moved back, because it's February 9th this year, will be February 16th, and then you would have President's Day on February 17th. There you go. Like, that's...
You solved the problem.
You would have the day off, yes. I think that would work to perfection. I don't know why I thought MLK Day was in February instead of January. Pretty stupid on my part. It is... Instead, President's Day, that is in February.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.